here's a story from The World.
Building materials are a significant source of greenhouse gas pollution. Steel and concrete alone account for more than 10% of CO2 emissions globally. Enter a hot new eco-building material, a reimagined version of something you've probably already heard of. That's today on The Big Fix.
Change is coming.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
What we do now will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
Building with wood has been reinvented, and the world's Anna Kussmer reports that a new class of materials seems poised to take off.
When I started reporting a story on eco-building, I didn't expect to talk to the owner of a UK football club.
We're the greenest football club in the world, according to FIFA and the United Nations.
Dale Vince's team is the Forest Green Rovers in Gloucestershire in southwest England. They have solar panels on the roof and vegan meals for the team. Now they're designing one of the most eco-friendly stadiums in the world.
By choosing wood, we will have the lowest carbon footprint stadium since the Romans invented concrete.
The stadium will be made out of something called mass timber, which is a catch-all term for engineered wood cut into slabs and then stacked together to make strong panels or beams. It's made in factories like this one in western Sweden, where hundreds of planks are being cut and fit together into prefabricated walls. The special engineering makes the wood really strong, says Anne Coven, director of the Mass Timber Institute in Toronto.
The exciting part about engineered wood is it has similar properties to concrete and steel, and therefore the opportunity is now available to build tall wood buildings.
The timber can replace the steel and concrete in a building, cutting its carbon footprint by a quarter to nearly a half. In the last two decades, hundreds of mass timber projects have been built around the world, from high-rises in Norway to university buildings in Singapore to hotels in the U.S. But Coven says for the industry to expand, it needs to move beyond boutique projects.
What mass timber needs right now is a sort of bread and butter building so that gas stations and restaurants and variety stores and malls and so forth will start using mass timber.
Mass timber expert Mathieu Robert says the industry is poised for that to happen.
I have 20 years in that field. I never see such a momentum. Never. In the last 4 or 5 years, it's just booming.
Robert is an engineer for mass timber manufacturer Stora Enso. Mass timber is a more expensive building option for now. And in the past, entrenched industry interests have sponsored efforts to exclude it from the International Building Code, which most U.S. jurisdictions use. But this year, the code was updated to allow mass timber structures up to 18 stories to be built. And new regulations in Europe targeting building emissions could give wood options a boost, like a new rule in France requiring builders to calculate the 50-year carbon footprint of new construction.
So we are looking at the entire lifetime of the building, and that's really great. So you start by having a regulation on carbon, and then you can incentivize that.
Indraneel Ganguly at the University of Washington studies the environmental impact of wood products. He says about 10% of new buildings in the U.S. use steel and concrete and could start being built with mass timber. But elsewhere in the world, that number could be a lot higher.
This story changes dramatically when we go to China, where we only build with concrete and steel.
But it's only a climate win if the timber is harvested sustainably in the first place. Mass timber is mostly made out of softwood, evergreen trees like fir and spruce. If the industry does boom, it could lead to unchecked deforestation.
The regions that worry me is deforestation that may happen in Russia or Ukraine.
Places with a lot of evergreen trees.
If we start procuring wood unsustainably from those places, then that's a problem.
It's unclear where the wood will come from for the Forest Green Rovers' new soccer stadium in Gloucestershire. Designers are thinking Austria, Germany, or France. Owner Dale Vince says he can't wait to introduce fans to the new space, where wood will feature everywhere, from the walkways to the concession areas to the seats.
The sustainable development across the whole site will push the boundaries of what's possible and what's thought to be possible and what's been done before. And we'll demonstrate a different way to live and a different way to do things.
He He says he hopes in the next few years, the stadium will be built and filled with vegan food and screaming fans. For The World, I'm Anna Kussmer.
From PRX.